Anyone back yet? No? Okay. Da 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 da. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
But
you're back?
Yeah.
Ah, that's why I'm back. But still, we're still waiting for Andrew, who's probably on the crapper still.
Yeah.
Right, we just wait for Will to get back. What do you reckon the odds are he's got a big bowl of cereal?
Probably, I don't know.
We'll ask him when he gets back. Yeah, well, Andrew's here. Let's get him in.
Yeah.
And you, sitting on the...
sorry, yeah.
God. Right, so we're just waiting for Will to come back. Yeah. They don't. You could have shoved a cork up your arse and waited until we finished the podcast, you bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah, got the text through coming here. Let me just check my phone. Right, yeah, be on in a minute. I'm on the porcelain throne.
Yes.
Reminds me of that scene by Rat, where he comes back to the toilet and says, "Thanks, I had a good shit."
Yeah, and he's done it.
I had to say where I was. I didn't want you to think I just got up or anything.
why Malcolm will ask? Hello everyone, and welcome to the all brand shiny new RMI Fusion cast. Some of us here have been on one before. Yep, so if you were previous listeners to the Retro Resistance podcast, you'll know who we are. But just as a general introduction, I'm Tony.
Hi, I'm Mark.
I'm Will.
And I'm Andrew.
Yeah, we got it this time. We got it. So, we decided to make the move away from just covering retro games because... practically, we wanted to review everything.
Mm.
Right. and not all modern day games are bad. Let's put it that way.
No.
Yeah.
Especially the joyful little title we'll be talking about today, and could say little, can't we, with the way it's done?
Mm.
we're going to be back again once every fortnight. We're going to be looking at a modern day game and an old school game. We may mix up as we go through. So we're going to be giving our general opinions on what we think about these games, and then portraying it to you in the best way we can, usually through the medium of crude language and our own personal feelings. Does anyone object?
No.
No, I don't object.
Well, I personally wouldn't care even if you did object, so... No, but like I say, we're just here to talk about games, because as it says on our pod about we talk about games, and that's what we do best. But first of all, let's play of what we've been up to, because officially we've been away for a good few months, but let's not go into that many details, or you'll be here for the next 9 hours listening to us.
Yep.
Yeah, you can imagine Podomatic sitting there going, "Woohoo, look at that space taken up on their account already. Make them sign up." So who wants to go first with what they've been up to?
I will then. I haven't really been up to anything at all.
Go there, mate.
Just been playing, games mainly on the PC. I've got a PlayStation 3 now. I've got a few games on that. I don't really play on it that much, but I've watched a couple of Blu-ray discs, and I honestly don't think that much to them. They're all right, but they're not really all that. You know what I mean? I'll put it this way: I won't want to buy the films again.
Yeah, that's what we do. We usually, if we got it on DVD, then we usually don't buy the Blu-ray. So
exactly,
we buy new films on Blu-ray and stuff and things, like new releases. But it depends on what sort of telly you got and things and whatnot. It just depends, really. And some films, the HD doesn't really look that good, but in some films it does.
Like Benway said, didn't he, on that podcast I did ages ago? He said some films do look really good, and then others you can't really tell.
Yeah,
it's all down to the point of whether the film company is actually being bothered to actually clean it up properly. I know I keep going on about it, but have you seen Ghostbusters on Blu-ray?
Yeah, I've seen clips of it. It looks grainy as hell.
You've not seen the problem. No, you've not seen the problem. The one I saw was it was cleaned up big time.
Like another example, right. Like Kakarinja, the movie was actually cleaned up on Blu-ray, and it looked really, really good.
Oh yeah, that's
they did took the really time with them.
But then again, saying that, I mean, you get DVDs that have literally been shot off the video onto the DVD, and they look fucking awful.
Yeah.
I know. I would have thought they would have abolished that act of a long time ago.
No, you still do get them, though, don't you? I mean, it's probably because that's the only thing they can take it from. That's the only source, so they can't really do all that much with it. But you would think they'd be able to do a better job than what sometimes they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of one to hand, but I can't. Anyway,
we're getting off track. We're getting off track.
Yeah.
Okay, but about before we leave you, what game have you been playing mostly?
Street Fighter 4, well, Super Street Fighter 4. I'll play Borderlands 2, games on Steam mainly games that use a lot of been playing.
Yeah, that is actually true. So.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, we talk to each other on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
I think we're good for it. And we play a lot of games together. So it will be that we'll just sit down and talk bollocks for the evening.
Yeah.
Of which some conversations will come up to on a later point. Okay, moving on. Who's calling next?
Me.
Go on, Will. Go.
Well, what I've been up to lately, I've just been digging up my old PSP up and been scraping off the layers and layers of dust off it.
Did you kind of choke on it as you blew it off?
Possibly, yeah, badly.
Oh, that sounds so wrong.
It was like, oh my god, there's someone dusty.
Did you open the battery compartment and a bat fell out?
Yep. A big bug and some spider came out as well.
Oh, fair enough.
It was an epic showdown.
Mm. Oh, nice. So, what have you been playing, matey?
I've just been I've also been recently, like yesterday, I've just completed the new Metal Gear Rising. On the PS2.
Damn, you went through that quick, didn't you?
Well, I have to say, I went through on easy mode just to get hold to get the feel of the game.
Oh, fair enough.
That's what I'm doing. You should play through in hard mode. Well, if I'm not used to those type of games, I'll just go through on easy so I can get the feel and how to play the game, and then I'll go through in harder difficulty. Because when you go through on easy mode, you can unlock the weapon strength and all the skills, so make it more easy for you in later difficulties. Mm.
Yeah,
I have played the demo, and I've seen your video as well. I do think, from what I've seen from the demo, I do think it's quite good, and I wouldn't mind getting it myself.
Yeah, it does look good.
I'll wait until it comes down in price.
Yeah.
Yeah, Platinum Games surprised a lot of people with that, game.
I won't call it a sneaking game. I call it more of an action game. You can you can sneak around like a ninja, but it doesn't feel like a Metal Gear game.
I think they did that as a knockback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing why originally I weren't going to get it, and then I played the demo and I did think it was really good. But it plays more, I suppose, like Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
But originally you were meant to play as Grey Fox from Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good idea.
But luckily, you can get a download. When you buy the game, you get this code in the thing for download content. You get, like, Grey Fox's Cyber Ninja skin and his sword as well.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm.
That's the one from Metal Gear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like on them, there's special ops things on Metal Gear on a PC where you can play as Grey Fox. And you like splice the throats and that when you get behind them. It's brilliant that he was on.
The violence.
if you want to buy that sword and make Ryden and use it, you have to pay a lot of BP for it.
Oh, of course, they're not going to let you sit there and go, oh, look, here's 2 minutes of the game. Here you go, here's the sword. No, you work for it. Right, Andrew, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been up to first. I've been watching a lot of stuff at the moment. I've been, I've watched a lot of Super Sentai. I watched Zoo Ranger, and completely watching that now. I'm now watching Kaka Ranger, Bioman, and the new one, Kabuja, whatever it is. Yeah, because those videos are still ongoing. I've been watching a lot of other shows. I've watched Pac-Man, the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
The most racist cartoon ever. Breakfast Champions.
Only back then could you get away with that, seriously.
Oh, yeah, because there's one bit in the cartoon whereby Pac-Man's trying to run away from the ghosts have invaded Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man's house, and they jump on Pac-Man, and then Miss Pac-Man quickly comes on, hey, have some of these. And it's a cereal called Packies, Breakfast of Champions. it's so great. Yeah, I've also been watching, I've watched the first season of Blue Dragon. And finally got one to watch. I had to download the rest, because I got the first 24 episodes on DVD. Yeah, they didn't release anymore. download the rest.
Yeah. That's very true. It's a really, really good anime series, but why are they not releasing any more?
I know, it's stupid, isn't it?
But we're releasing game on so
good. So not many people thought the anime was going to be any good, but it is very good. There's very good anime. There's a bit of a twist at the end, and that will surprise a lot of people.
But game-wise, what you've been playing?
I've been playing games on the Steam. Been playing Borderlands 2. I've also dug up my old PSP, put custom firmware on it and things, and whatnot. Been playing a bit of Sega Rally and Guitar Man.
Nice.
So Guitar Man's an absolute bitch to play on Masters mode. Oh dear. I also recently bought a Splathouse, so I started to play that. And next week on my week off, I'm going to start playing Ni No Kuni, which I recently picked up.
you have not started playing that game. You should hang your head in shame.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to stop playing
it's
it next week.
It's been sitting on your shelf for over a week.
I'm trying to play Splathouse at the moment. So that's the thing. I buy one game, play it for a bit, and then all of a sudden I buy another one, start that one, and then I don't finish the previous one, if you know what I mean.
That's what I was
saying. Yeah. I'm terrible that.
Well, you look at my Steam list. I've got nearly 100 games on there, and I possibly only finished about 20 of them.
Oh.
So I'm going to go for the top.
I must have had about 30, 40 games on my PS3, and I've only finished two of them. So, yeah.
Oh, you wait till you see somebody's collection in when we go to Holland. You're going to be like,
oh.
So, but as for me, yeah, I've basically been playing a lot of Borderlands myself because I really like the game. But I'm not going to go into too much detail for Borderlands because we are going to cover that in a future podcast. We're going to dedicate some time to that game because it deserves it.
Yeah.
anything else that really grabbed my attention? Come to think about it, I don't think there was anything that really grabbed my attention. The one thing that actually did come round was Black Ops Free to Play Weekend.
Thank God I never.
Yeah.
Well, you said they were going to do that, and I didn't think they ever would, considering it's best selling, you know, biggest franchise ever, and the best game ever, you know, and all this bullshit that they keep claiming. And they're giving it away for free for the weekend to entice people.
Yeah. Exactly. But we'll get to that later in the show on that one. Oh, the other game I did get, the same one which I gave to Malk for his birthday, Mark of the Ninja.
Yes, it's very good. It's sort of like a stealth sort of game. It's 2D, but it's not too different in a way to Metal Gear Solid, really. I suppose.
Yeah, it is.
Especially how you sneak in places and stuff.
Yeah, it's Metal Gear with ninjas.
Yeah, ninjas are cool.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I'll go with that.
Yeah, we're talking about a particular game starring a certain ninja, aren't we, later on? So,
yeah. So that's definitely. Oh, we just kind of segued that very nicely, but the segue will be later.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's what we've all been playing. Like I say, before we move on to our games of choice, we just like to say our website is up and running.
Yay
from Will. The Will seal of approval.
Yeah.
Like I say, we had a great time at the Retro Asylum doing our stuff, but we decided that we was going to move away and do our own thing. Yeah. So we have our own site. So for anybody, if you're listening, if you want to come see all our crazy reviews and all what we like doing with gaming, then have a visit down to www.rmifusion.com, RMIFusion being all one word. Sign up, check out. We've got a little forum we need to fill up with lots of posts. And we just want to make a friendly little community where we can talk about games. So, things like that.
Yeah.
So, that's going to get rinsed as far as it goes. Right, Shall we move on to our first choice of game for this month?
Yeah, fire away.
who wants to do the intro?
Me.
Go then.
First game we'll be looking at is Castle Crash.
Castle Crashers available on Steam. I believe it's on the Xbox and the PS3. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
First time.
And who wants to chat the opening comment?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Castle Crashers. It's basically like a side-scrolling beat 'em up, basically like very similar to some of the old arcade games like Golden Axe and things and. Well, not. It was developed by the Behemoth, which is the company run by the same guys who did Newgrounds.com. So I think this is the second game, I believe. I think the first one was Alien Hominid, which is an awesome game in itself. Castle Crashers. It's basically like a side-scrolling action game whereby you play as a knight of your choice. There's basically different colours all the time. I bet you have to go rescuing princesses from evil monsters and things and whatnot. And the thing that what makes this game unique is that it's a real, it's a real throwback to the old like games from like the 16-bit era. But the thing that really surprised me at the moment is because in a way is that. It's also got a bit of an RPG element into it as well. It's like you go around beating the characters, you level up and stuff and things. And and the thing is, the later levels get really, really tough if you haven't built yourself up enough and things. So you have to often go back and replay earlier levels and things and whatnot. And as you go around trying to level yourself up and things. So I think that's what makes the game really unique. In a way, it's kind of a throwback to 16-bit era, and yet it's almost like its own game.
That's good. Well, Will, what's your opinions on the game?
Well, I first downloaded it on the Xbox 360, and after playing it, it really did felt like a throwback to the 2D side-scroll era. One thing I do like about it is like the many weapons you can get. Some are like really good and some are just like really silly. Like you can get like a sausage and you can beat enemies to death with a giant sausage.
Or even better, a lightsaber.
Yeah, like a lightsaber, you get a fish, you can get a lollipop.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, oh, yeah. One of Jenny's personal favourites.
Yeah. The nice thing is he has a lollipop. And also you get like these animals you collect throughout the game to give you like extra... boosts of like defense and strength and all like that. Some give you like, you know, some will find like specific like food for you, some will give you like extra coins, some will give you like extra boosts of strength and all like that.
Yeah, so it just puts a nice spin on the whole thing. So it's basically just like having a little buddy alongside you. But did either of you find the game repetitive or the same sort of cliche that usually befell those games back in the time.
No, it didn't.
In a way, obviously, you are just going on hacking and slashing and whatnot and things, but the level designs are really varied. You know, one minute you're fighting inside a castle, next minute you're inside a volcano. And in fact, there's one level I'd like to point out whereby you're not hacking and slashing, but it's like, You remember the old like Disney games and like the Mega Drive and stuff? They always had at least one level whereby you're trying to get away from something. There's a level like that in Castle Crashers quite early on. You enter this abandoned mill, and then all of a sudden this giant black monster comes along, and it's like and you get on one of the animals, and basically you have to run along trying to dodge his attacks and things and whatnot. And it's like you've got to pass through doors and jump over obstacles and things into this. It's a level that it kind of reminds me of a lot of the old Disney games that used to have that.
Very good. Right, Malk, what's your opinion on Castle
Crashers? Oh, I think it's quite good. As I say, it's sort of like an old sort of arcade style beat 'em up sort of thing, like Ninja Turtles, you know, Golden Axe, Knights of the Round, that sort of thing. And yeah, it is good. And it has got the variety that obviously those games years ago didn't really have. And they still are playable. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they do get very repetitive really quick, don't they, these old arcade games. But I thought it was really good. I can't remember who gave it me on Steam, either you or Andrew.
I think Andrew gave it, didn't he?
It is really good. I definitely do like it. You know, they've done a really good job of it. I don't think a game like that would be able to run on a 16-bit system, though, because it does have quite a lot going on at once.
It
doesn't slow down too much if you had it on the SNES or the Mega Drive.
That's one thing we've got to point out, the absolutely crisp cartoon visuals.
Visuals, and they do look... Because originally that was the thing that I didn't like about it, but they do look good, and they, later on in the game, you know, because you get bosses on it as well, don't you? Like you do on those old sort of games, and the graphics of some of the bosses are huge.
That's another highlight, the bosses. Some of them are really creative. The last boss I encountered recently was basically you're going up this mountain, you go through all these hills of volcanoes and stuff and things, and then all of a sudden you're attacking this massive, great big giant dragon who's wrapped himself around the mountain. It's like looking down at you, breathing fire at you and stuff and things. And it's like, and the clever thing is, you know how to actually kill him. you have to punch the. It took me a little while to work this out. But I realised you got to punch the plaster he's got on his face. I thought that's genius, because it's like you think you'd have to go and do something, but in fact all you got to do is just punch his plaster.
That's the one thing you guys get to touch on. The game does have a wicked sense of humour. Especially when you start going through the second stage, when you go through the woods and you walk past the owl, and the screen shakes and the owl literally shits itself.
Shit everywhere, don't they?
Especially the level where you're in the smell and stuff, trying to run from the giant monsters. The way the deer move.
three of the deers are running, but one's just literally crapping itself. The game does have a wicked sense of humour. It does have a little bit as well, where certain stages you do need to run back and get a few things, especially the volcano stage, remember rightly. You need to go back and get one of those super sandwiches.
Yeah, make your river to keep the water down.
You eat one of them, and you go really big, super strong, don't you?
The many players you can actually play is about four.
And like I said, they're just pretty much all different colours.
Most of the time, we just pick bloody red.
Matt, what did you want to say?
I was just going to say, how many players can you have at once? But you've already answered that.
I think you can get up to four players, and the nice thing about it is that the Steam version is that it's cross-play. So if you've got a PC or a Mac, you'll be able to play against each other.
And there's also a lot of these standard sort of bad guys that you punch in can also be unlocked as additional characters to players as well. The only downside is they don't recolour them slightly, so you can't tell the difference between them and the bad guys, because when you unlock the Grey Knight, he's exactly the same as all the other Grey Knights. So if you're not paying attention, you can actually kind of lose yourself.
A bit like school days on the Spectrum.
I think it's one of the bosses, like before he comes out, he's actually sitting on the toilet as well. The game itself started life on Newgrounds, and then they decided to create the full home version edition. And
Alien Hominids, that started on as a flash game, then they ported it over to consoles.
And because of the extra power they got, they were able to create a very impressive looking game. I do like the HD visuals, and they did cheap it. They actually properly done it in proper widescreen format as well, because I see some of them, they sit there and say, oh, look, it's all HD'd up. It's like, nah, that's the original 4.3 version. You've just stretched it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Um, So, but with them, no, they completely designed it.
Yeah.
So it's proper for widescreen style game. And like I say, the four player mode, it works local as well. So if you just so happen to have four pads, you can play on the with four people around your mate's house as well. But having the four player online version, yeah, that's definitely good.
Nice.
And the other side, it's not very expensive either.
No.
So yeah, I think it's only about $10 on Steam at the moment.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that. I think it's
yeah. I think usually it does go cheaper, doesn't it?
Mm. So, but definitely worth the. Definitely worth cash. Would you agree with me?
Yeah. I think there's also a demo as well. I believe you can download, so you can give it a try.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so you can give it a go. Right. You know what this means, guys.
What?
We're gonna have to create a video. All four of us are gonna have to get on it and do it through a commentary.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So yeah.
That's if my Steam overlay works. Because sometimes I tend to find that my Steam overlay doesn't always come on when I play Cards of Clashes, which is a bit of a bitch.
just turn it off and we'll invite you. Shut up. I'm running the game.
The Steam overlay doesn't come on. Yeah, come on. I can't accept any invites. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
That's the problem we're having a Mac, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Macs, they're all big and expensive, but they can't put the fucking overlay up on Steam.
Yeah. No, actually, I did put a post about it on the community forums on the Steam website, and they said often it's a case of the game's programmers a lot of the time. So
short answer, get a PC. Sure.
and Andrew's our Mac gaming person for the site. So if anybody's going to be reviewing games for Mac, keep an eye out for his reviews there. Especially he's already bought his Borderlands 2 impressions for the Mac version on the site. That was the first post that went on.
I think at the moment you can only watch that if you sign up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you want to see his reviews, sign up and just check the archive section. It's got all our names by it, so you can check just by whoever's reviews you wish. Right. Shall we go for a bit of old school?
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Right, we're going for Star School. Now, we mentioned Mark of the Ninja earlier as being a fantastic little game, but we're going back now to possibly one of the first Ninja games. Possibly one of the first ones in that one. Shinobi! Right, I'll kick ass on this one, because I want to. I can remember playing the arcade machine version of this when it first came out, and I lost a lot of 10p's in that machine then. Yeah, yeah. That's back in the day, 10p a play, seriously. but it was just a really great, but really, really tough little platform-style shooter. Basically just rescue the little ninjas that be kidnapped and just get yourself through the levels. Easy enough how they say, but then later on you start proving to be a bit more difficult. And I was like that. It was, to me, it was a simple game.
Yep.
It was addictive, I'll give it that. it was addictive. And, of course, it was done by Sega. So anything at that time that was done by Sega was up.
If it's done by Sega back in the day, you know it's going to be awesome.
Right, just want to whip round. I just want to get your general impressions of the arcade version first.
Yeah.
So we'll go for Mount this time. What's your impression of just the arcade version at the moment?
It was very good. It first came out in 87, and that's when I played it originally on the arcade, and I liked it straight away. Yeah, it's one of the best arcade games. The only problem you used to have in the arcade, though, it's because a lot of these arcade cabinets weren't dedicated ones, you know, years ago. People would get, like, the jammer board for it and put it in a different machine. So you never knew what buttons were what, and a lot of times when you play it, first time you press a button, you use the fucking ninja magic. Hurricanes or for the, you know what I mean? But apart from that, yeah, it's a really good game. I was really impressed with it, and I played it a lot back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Will, what was your impression of the arcade version?
I never really played the arcade version that much, or the first one. Most of the one that I played the most is the second one. That's when I played them. That's the one I really played the most.
Yeah, Revenge of Shinobi on the Mega Drive.
Yeah, that's the one I mostly played, and also the third one as well.
Yeah.
Right, we'll get back to that one in a moment. Andrew, your impressions of the arcade version?
I'd say it's pretty good. I've never actually played the real on the actual arcade cabinet, but I've played the arcade version on MAME quite a few times. And yeah, I think it's a good little game. It's hard. I've never been able to get past the second level. but I think for the time it's quite impressive. It's quite a good little fun game.
It was impressive. Mm. The graphics were very big.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely seemed it on the arcade machine. They seemed very large scale.
Oh, yeah, they are fairly big, yeah.
Mm. And like I say, and Sega at the time were reputed for doing really good games, especially in the tail end of the 80s and in the early 90s. They were very, very good at it. But like I say, it was just a nice, simplistic game. And just get through the levels. You do hit a problem when you hit that third boss with all those spinning statues.
Yeah.
I managed to do it, and that is the one time where you sit there. If you're playing on the arcade machine, by the time your finger is like is dead by the time you actually finish him, and then when you actually kill all those statues, you suddenly realise, oh hold on, this ain't the boss.
No, drops things at you as well, ain't they? If I remember rightly.
Yeah, you got that little head. Well, no, it's that little head behind it, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is the boss, and he's a piece of piss compared to those fucking statues. As far as it goes. Okay, but as of course, being the time as it was, home versions. Let's have a start with the 8-bit systems. Anyone got any strong remembrance to the 8-bits?
In a way, yeah, I suppose. Well, I've only just recently played the 8-bit versions, but.
I mean, I had the Commodore 64 one, and it is really good. The only thing, bizarrely, with that version, it's got no music.
Yeah, that's
fun for a Commodore 64 game to not have any music. But it does play really well, and it looks really good. And then, obviously, you've got the Spectrum and Amstrad. They're both really good as well. Even though, for some reason, on the Spectrum, they put the little kids in, like, those stereotypical, like, sort of Chinese hats, which I suppose is a bit racist, and I don't know why they've done that.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit odd. Yeah, because that's something I've got to mention about the gameplay. To get to the next level, you have to go and rescue as many kids as possible. Yeah. Well, you have to rescue all of them, basically, don't you?
Yeah, you can't leave anything behind.
Then you let you go to the next stage, and you do. Usually it's two stages, and then it's the boss.
I think
it's on the first couple of levels, anyway. Well, as I say, I can only get to the statues. And. Then, you get a bonus stage, don't you?
With the shenanigans, he's in ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, that's the funny thing about it. You say you have to get most kids. You know, you have to rescue all the kids.
Yeah.
can you imagine if the game was finicky like that? It's like, rescue all the kids, except this twat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get a bonus if you actually rescue him.
There's a few games that blatantly rip it off. The one I can think of the most is Konami's Surprise Attack. You ever played that?
No, I've not played that one.
That's a classic. It's like, basically, Shinobi in space, where you've got to collect, like, I think they're sort of bomb things, and then it lets you go on to the next level, and after two levels, it's a boss. And because it's in space, it's got, like, zero gravity, and you can go upside down on the top of the screen and stuff as well. And
why does that sound like Strider?
That's what I was thinking, actually, when I just said it, but it's not. But it is the same sort of thing, I suppose. And then after you've done a boss, it gives you a quiz. And you have to answer the right... It gives you, like, questions about science and crap, like...
I go to the arcade to play games that answer questions.
But it breaks it up, and that is probably one of the better rip-offs of it.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Games that are similar to it. Rolling Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
always Rolling Thunder 2, same sort of thing. Oh, you can jump up between the platforms, but obviously you don't have to rescue anyone on Rolling Thunder during the game.
Yeah. I know of another game where you have to rescue kids.
Moonwalker.
Yeah, Moonwalker, I was going to say.
Right, we'll get back to that.
More like sort of sinister, though.
Especially just rescuing them,
which is innocent enough on Shinobi.
Yeah, well, we'll get back to the modes. We'll get back to Shinobi on the in-between. Yeah, the Spectrum port for Shinobi was really, really good. It was actually really detailed. The only thing that was wrong with it was you couldn't see the level you're jumping up to.
Yeah, especially like, so you had to jump up and then pray and hope that there was no baddie up there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only downside.
Because you hit people straight on, you're pretty much dead straight away. They shoot you dead straight away. Sometimes you can hit them and you're all right and it just knocks you back, but most of them, they'll kill you instantly.
The Master System version, however, was practically like the arcade, but they also introduced a health bar as well, so you can actually take more than one hit.
I played that one. Yeah, that's a very good version, that one.
They've done that.
A bit easier.
The NES version's the same as that as well, where you can take more than one hit.
Have you actually played the NES version?
Yes, it's all right. It's not as good as the Master System one. The graphics are a lot... It's not an official game. It's by Tengen, I think, if I remember rightly. It's not as good as the Master System one. And they've sort of toned some of the violence down. Like, because when you get close to people on that, you sometimes hit them with your sword. Well, on the NES, you don't. You hit them with nunchuckers instead of the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And, tone the violence down like that. But it's all... I suppose, considering it's not an official game on it, it's pretty good.
But you think about this, yeah, that was on there, Fantasy Zone was on there, you think about that, it was in essence Sega games on a Nintendo machine.
Yeah, Ultra Beast was on there as well.
Who would have thought all those years later it would be happening again?
Yeah.
Afterburner.
Only this time officially.
Believe it or not, Afterburner was as well.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah? See? It's
weird. Space Area was on there as well.
Yep.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, can't think of any other Sega games on that. I know there was an unofficial version of Sonic the Hedgehog.
What we haven't covered is the 16-bit computer at home version.
Oh, actually, there's one 8-bit version we haven't covered yet. The PC Engine.
Oh yeah,
which I have played. It's good. It's good. The only downside is that it's missing the bonus stages. Yeah, but that's a good version.
I always hated those bonus stages anyway.
Released in 1989 by ASMIC, whoever the hell they are.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Are they on Wikipedia? Look it up! Okay. So the 16-bit versions. Were one of you guys kind of disappointed with one of the 16-bit versions?
I think two of us were really, really disappointed in one version. Well, I'd say we wasn't just really disappointed. It was the me and Mark were so utterly disappointed with the Amiga one.
Yeah.
The Amiga one's shit. It really is.
You know you're doing wrong when you know that a 8-bit version of the game is outdoing a 16-bit. The 16-bit version should be capable of a perfect port of the arcade machine.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially
scale down a little bit, but it can't capable of doing it.
Yeah.
But then again, the Master System was an 8-bit machine, but was fully capable of doing it. No excuses.
But the problem with the Amiga one is that it was the port of the 90% of all arcade ports on the Amiga. It was just the port of the ST version.
Exactly.
That was the problem.
It was actually worse than the ST version in a way, because the ST obviously can't do the scrolling very well because it scrolls everything through the processor and stuff down it, whereas the Amiga's capable of doing it. But on that, they haven't took advantage of that. They've just basically ported it from the ST with slightly better music. Well, that's debatable, actually. Because on the stage, it's just got a continuous loop off the arcade one.
That's right, hasn't it?
Can't
you? Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing about it is that at the start of the bonus stage, it says you hear the speech saying, "Welcome to bonus stage." Yeah, if you keep, when it starts the loop again, you can just hear the end of the word "stage" being said. It's like, "Welcome to bonus stage." Yeah, and so on. And then it goes, "Hey."
No, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. They were just re-dubstepping the track. That's what they
did.
With that Amiga version, is when you on stage two, there's a picture of Marilyn Monroe, and Marilyn Monroe looks ridiculous on it.
That's like what Mac said. She looks like she's got Down syndrome. she was a really hot looking lady, wasn't she? But it's just in this Amiga and Amiga and ST versions, she looks.
They couldn't get a less flattering photo if they tried, and then print at the bottom of it Marilyn Monroe, just so people would know who it was.
But when it comes to 16-bit versions, I think Sega come a cropper with Revenge of Shinobi and Shinobi 3, didn't they?
Shadow Dancer.
Shadow Dancer was good. It's supposed to be the son of Joe Musashi, the main character in Shinobi, isn't it, the one in Shadow Dancer?
Yeah.
Depends what version, whether it's the console one, the arcade one. It is the same guy out of the first movie. But that's a totally different game, ain't it, to the Mega Drive one for some reason.
Yeah, isn't there? But in which way you can imagine it, Daddy, I want to be like you. Right, you want to go kill people for a living? Fantastic, son. But no, I've never played Shinobi 3, and I really should have done.
Neither have I.
It's all right.
I've got it on the Metro collection.
Yeah, Revenge of Shinobi is very good.
That's a good one. I've got the CD one of that.
There was Shinobi X on the Sega Saturn, which I never played. Apparently that was like a Shinobi game, but with some FMV scenes as well.
Mortal Kombat sort of thing, how they've digitized the minds of people and stuff,
They could have worked. We'll need to have a look a bit more into that one.
Apparently, very good.
Did anyone play Shinobi on the PS2?
I've got it. I've done a video of it on my YouTube channel.
Redo that one, mate. Find that one, bump it up to 720, and redo that one.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Yeah. What did you think of the PS2 version?
It's same pretty much as, and we was arguing about this, but it turned out that I was right. It's what they ripped off when they redone Ninja Gaiden.
I see.
I keep saying Gaiden, it's Gaiden.
Gaiden, who cares?
Yeah, Shadow Warriors in the UK, that's what you used to be called.
Yeah, Shadow Warriors.
Because
they said wrap his face, so they took the mask off, didn't they?
And also, old Joe Musashi was actually brought back in again in the Sonic All-Star Races Transformed, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's actually one of the racers inside that racing game.
That's right, yeah.
What's he? He's got a bike, hasn't he?
I think he has.
I think it's an ATV, isn't it? A four-wheel ATV. Mm. There he was. So that is just even more awesomeness. You're a ninja on an ATV. Hell yeah.
gives you
a perfect excuse to ride up behind Sonic the Hedgehog and cut his throat for all the bad games.
That's quality.
Not that one. So he was brought back. He's one of these characters that's never going to vanish.
No.
In my own truthful and honest opinion, he ain't going to go anywhere. He's going to hang around. He's going to stick around. The games themselves, you can play the original arcade on MAME, which I always do recommend giving that one a go. Can we recommend any of the other ports? Definitely the Master System.
The Master System one. The 8-bit versions are all right. Yeah, definitely not the Amiga.
From what I heard, the Amstrad version's meant to be really good, apparently.
But it's really good.
I think out of all the ones I've played, I think out of the Spectrum 64 ones, Spectrum version is good, but I found myself enjoying the Commodore 64 one more, because that one you could actually see the level above you.
That's one major flaw.
At the moment, out of the ones I played, it's Commodore 64 one, out of those ones. The 16-bit versions, I don't recommend any of them.
You all suck. Unless you're playing on the Mega Drive, definitely Shadow Dancer.
And that's another thing with the Amiga one. It wasn't by US Gold. It was done by Virgin Games. And the funny thing was that US Gold published the Shadow Dancer. I did on the ST and Amiga, and that was actually better.
That is actually quite good. Shadow Dancer.
If you're looking for more 16-bit Shinobi fun, then definitely get Revenge of Shinobi and Shinobi 3 on the Mega Drive. That's definitely worth a look at. And like I say, Malcolm, do you reckon Shinobi on the PS2 is worth a pickup, or?
Yeah, if you can get it should... Apparently it's rare. Apparently, I don't know whether that's true. I know back at the time, it took me ages to get it. You know, when it was new on the PS2, because it was limited release for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty good. It's a decent enough game. Basically, you just kill so many people that it lets you go on further, then you kill a load more. And you keep doing that, and then you get on bosses and stuff. But it's nothing whatsoever like the old Shinobi.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a bit odd there for it being a limited release, because I remember there was a demo of it, I think.
Yeah.
Rightly, yeah, because I think I remember playing that.
I saw Shinobi when it did come out on the PS2, and I only ever saw, like, one copy of it at a time on the shelf. I never saw an abundance of it, so, yeah, it probably was a pretty much limited release. But
so
then again,
like they did with the Altered Beast remake, they didn't release that. They didn't even release that in America, I don't think.
No, that was in the over
Japan,
here only.
Yeah, Japan, yeah.
The Americans didn't get that. But then again, did they miss out?
Nope.
It's all right. It's got some funny bits in it. I like it how you wank the blokes off to get the.
Ah, oh, no.
Because it's on Guru Larry's video, it does look like that's what he's doing.
Oh dear. But well, like I say, if anything, we know Larry is very good at spotting all these little odds and ends. He's very good at it, putting that in process. Right, so yeah, Shinobi, good game, great game, classic game.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's a very good game. Yeah.
Yep. So, however you wish to grab hold of it, as long as you don't grab hold of the Atari ST or the Amiga version of it, you know what I safely say: just get hold of MAME, and then play the original version. You won't be disappointed. Mm. On that one.
It's on the 360 and PS3 as well.
Is it? Excellent.
It's on the 360 to download. I don't know whether it's on the PS3 to download, but it is on the Ultimate Mega Drive collection on the PS3.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's unlockable, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so there's various other ways you can still get hold of the game.
Yeah.
Legal method. Okay, so we've come off from a great game. Shall we go on to something that's a bit of a mass disappointment now, shall we?
Yeah.
Right, over the weekend, before we recorded this, or a week before, they had Black Ops 2 multiplayer for you free to play.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
And I wanted to come into this with an open opinion. I really, really did.
He's saying the truth.
Yeah, I really wanted to be objectionable about this. But what I was playing over that weekend was freaking horrendous. Let's put it this way. The sales for Black Ops on the PC have been pitiful, if anything. I'll just show you here. Currently on Steam, there is only 11,000 people playing it. Yeah? And seeing that where Modern Warfare 3 at this time, in its lifetime, had around 70,000 people playing it. It goes to show just how much that has gone down. It really does. And I would have thought that this would have encouraged more people to play it, but it hasn't. Yeah, after the weekend it went back down to its level and no one else has bought it.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I know someone who's actually got it on the PC, and he said he didn't know it was on free to play, because he said that explains why there's loads of people playing it now.
Yeah,
loads of people downloaded it and then just decided, no, it's crap, we won't bother buying it.
Yeah, well, let's I'll just give you I'd go through Jenny's notes, because she also was playing it through the weekend as well. We could actually discuss these points as well. It works extremely slowly on high-end systems. That is very true.
Yeah.
We've all got systems that can run that game with no problems. Yeah?
Yeah.
And when you look at the game, you're like sitting there like, how the hell is this game demanding such high system specs? Yeah? The levels are extremely undetailed, it's simplistic, and the maps are just tiny. They're just really, really, really tiny. And no, I can sit there, I can understand coming from a point here where you may want to play it safe, but you've been playing safe for 6 years. Yeah? This isn't fun no more. Yeah? Activision are taking the piss on this. Yeah? And the opposite on high end, and also high end internet connections as well, because I told Matt for the first time, things like this, yeah. If you have got a fast internet connection, you get punished for it.
Yeah, it doesn't make no sense.
For having a really fast internet connection, you get punished. How does that work?
Because I will give you the truth and honesty, I'm going a bit ranty here on this one, is because Activision are too damn freaking lazy to sort out the lag compensation issue. Yeah? I play many online FPS games and I do not suffer like that.
When I was in secondary school, I played Quake 2 online and it never lagged for me, and it never lagged.
Exactly.
And that's an older game.
Mm.
And that game came out, that ran on what? The internet connection back then.
56k.
Exactly.
56k, which is shit, ain't it?
Well, 56k. And no lag.
Yeah, and you know what Activision? And you know what Activision's answer to the problem is? Put a download service on. Okay. So, anyone else want to add some comments to that one, Mel? Did you find it extremely laggy while you were playing?
Yes, it was. It lagged every time I thought shooting anyone, and I was really unimpressed with the graphics. I think they're probably the worst graphics I've seen on a game that's come out this day and age, especially considering it's supposed to be the greatest game ever made and all this bollocks. Like, because that's what I was surprised, because you said ages ago, didn't you, when it came out first on the, you know, the PS3, 360 and the PC, it'll be on free to play. And I was like, no, it won't be on that, because I thought it wouldn't, you know, considering how popular it's supposed to be and all this. And it turns out you was absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly. How many times when you played Matt, did you actually sit there? Were you blatantly shot the person? Then all of a sudden you've died because they've shot you.
That's absolutely right. Pretty much every time.
I was
totally like, because I'm used to playing mainly Crysis and Crysis 2. Crysis 1 came out in 2009, and it's fucking leagues ahead of Call of Duty. It makes Call of Duty look like a fucking Master System game.
Yeah. the other thing which you mentioned here we go is like the aiming system is crap. Yes, the aiming system is crap on it. Mm. I heard you could use perks to improve, but my opinion is you should be down to your skill. I thoroughly agree on that one. This is something which I cropped up recently, and I said to you guys, why are they doing it in an FPS game? If you've got somebody who's racked up 30 kills in a row, why are they giving this person abilities to kill people even easier?
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
It doesn't make no sense.
It does make it unfair. You should be giving these things, to the people who are behind. Yeah? I know one of the things you can pick up on Black Ops 2 is kind of like a remote control buzzard style thing, and you can fly that around to shoot down people. Yeah? They shouldn't be giving that to the people who are scoring high. They should be giving that to the people who are at the bottom end of the skill, so they could get some good kills and then get their score back up. Yeah. But no,
because you'll get fanboys screaming at you over the bloody megaphone, in bloody America, some 12-year-old screaming his head off.
Stupid rap music.
To be fair, there wasn't as many idiots on it as what is on the console ones, because I have
played that is true.
360. I played it on the PS3 as well, and you do tend to get more kids, basically, that shouldn't be playing it in the first place on the console ones abusing you and playing loud, stupid rap music and stuff.
Yep.
Like Andrew said, right. So...
Because their parents are so gullible.
The thing is, I'm very fortunate enough, because I own a Mac, I never got to play Black Ops 2. But from my experience of playing Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3, I knew exactly, that's what I knew about the... you always hear kids playing rap music on it and stuff and things, because a lot of them used to do it all the time when I was playing it. for the brief time I was, anyway. I gave it to my brother in the end. He loves it.
yeah. Also, it takes a lot of bullets to kill somebody, even when headshotting. Yes, if somebody's got the Juggernaut perk, they can take numerous headshots before they come down. Again, this is one thing they've never defined with the Call of Duty series. Are they going for realism or are they not?
Nope.
Well, they're not really going for realism because most human beings can't instantly heal themselves after they've been shot about 10 times or just ducking out of the way for a few seconds.
Precisely. Before anyone...
And half of these bloody stupid fanboys sit around and say, it's real life! Oh, so if I get shot, I'll duck a couple of times, see if my health regenerates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'll do that then. Right, shoot me, I'll duck a couple of times. Let's see what bloody happens.
Yeah.
And guess what you don't...
It's set in Iraq and all that. It must be real.
Guess what, people? You don't respawn in real life.
Exactly. So every time I was playing these online games, I always say, why is it real life? And guess what they always say? They bleed. I can just say, fuck you, Mortal Kombat 1992, and they were bleeding, they were more real than this.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. If you want to play a realistic shooter, military shooter, you go buy armor.
Yeah, armor's more realistic than Call of Duty. Seriously. Oh, yeah. Seriously, it is more realistic. It's a steep learning curve, but it's worth it.
Oh, it's definitely.
If it's some hardcore Call of Duty fanboy plays that game, he'll be crying into his mother's tits.
Yeah.
It's all good. To me, it was also when it comes to Black Ops 2. The gameplay felt slow.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it felt very, very slow compared to some other games that are out there in this category as well. And no, I am not going to put a Borderlands comparison in because Borderlands is a FPS RPG.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
I will not compare that to Black Ops 2. It would be horrific.
What about Duke Nukem Forever? That's what they compared that with, didn't they? Ooh, it's
you,
not
you know what?
I was on
Duke Nukem Forever once. Mm. Yeah. And I was on the speech, and there must have been a COD fanboy on there as well. I won the match, yeah. But I used it through very heavy use of the Devastator weapon.
I
died untold amount of times. And this guy was going on about, but what about your kill-death ratio? Really? What about you using this? What about this? And there's a long list of things on there. And all I said to him, just to shut this little irk up, was, out of everything there, you have just listed, yeah. That changed the fact that I won.
And you can turn around to him and say, why are you playing this? Why are you compare everything to Call of Duty? And why are you playing this game? Why?
Yeah, exactly. Because I say, out of everything you listed there, not one sort of that changed a jot of thingy, I won. And that is all I care about.
Right, yeah.
I don't care about kill-death ratios, which a lot of people are psychotic over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't care what I'm good at. I don't care things like that. As long as I'm the one that's sitting on top of the end, that's all I care about. Yeah? I just want to prove my skill using whatever means necessary to show that I could get to the top of the board. Yeah? And that's how they could go. That's how they could go and spin. The one thing which I didn't see, and personally which I didn't see, we did see very many hackers over that weekend.
Yeah.
No.
There wasn't very many, so I reckon they were staying away, or we were just lucky.
Yeah.
Yep. Then, like I say, Jenny also said, even if you put mouse sensitivity or higher, it doesn't help with the proper FPS of the gameplay, like it's supposed to. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they're the big points, and she says she'd go on to many little points if she wanted to, but no, we'd be there all day. to me, as far as it goes... Like I say, I wanted to be objectional to it, but after just sitting there playing a weekend on that, of things like that, I really do not like the game.
No.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I've not played it, but...
I never definitely. Okay. The truth, I am not missing anything off Call of Duty. I am missing nothing. I am not missing much.
You're still missing a very, very bad experience.
Yeah. You don't want...
You missed a bad experience. You'll be traumatised. Malk, what's your... final say on Black Ops 2.
It's shit.
Right, overrated is a good word to describe it. Let's try to be objectional. Activision haven't done anything to really bring something new to the game. Come on, Black Ops 2 got a BAFTA nomination for games.
Oh, fuck off.
That is stupid.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Do you actually want to know what? Let me just find it here. this is actually quite amusing. I will tell you what it got. A group it was into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Here we go. BAFTA Game Awards for 2013. Okay. Just had to. Right. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Right. Come on. Where is it? I know...
TikTok,
yeah, definitely is a word here. Right, where's the results?
Drum roll.
Right. Yeah, and for the one that it didn't win...
What?
Right. I've just where is it? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah, that's it. It got nominated for the award... of best innovation.
There is so innovative at Call of Duty Black Ops 2. There's nothing innovative about it.
It just follows what other games have done. How is that innovative?
Innovative, my ass. My shit's more innovative than that.
Yeah. So as far as that goes, innovation award. All I can say is I'm glad it didn't win it, because if it did, it would have been a crime.
It would have been a crime.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it would have been a crime. It would have been a crime against humanity, let alone gaming.
Yeah. If you want a simple pick up and play FPS game that's practically not immersive in the sort of thing, or if you just want something to play with your mates, we'll get onto that in a moment. Yeah. Or if you're doing it just because your mates are doing it, then Call of Duty fits the bill. Mm. But if you're looking for something more, if you want more from your game, if you want more feel, or if you want something different, there's plenty more out there. People just have to open their eyes and see it, that there is more to it on there. Hell, look at Team Fortress 2.
Yep.
A game where I've walked into numerous games and people play as a team naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah? People play as a team naturally on that game. Mm. You try playing a team that's not a clan on any Call of Duty game. Don't happen.
No.
No.
Yeah?
And I don't like the campaign how you can only play one player. You can't, like, on other games, say, like Borderlands, you can play, like, up to four players through the whole game.
Yeah.
On Call of Duty, you only play as, like, well, you're supposed to be in a team, aren't you? But the other soldiers have all the competence and, you know, ability of Dad's army. And they're more a hindrance. They get in the way more than anything.
Look out, Mr. Mannering!
Yeah.
Don't panic, Miss Captain Mannering. Don't panic, Captain Mannering.
Yeah, that's what you expect to come over when... And then there's bits like where they think, oh, because it's a Black Ops game, we better have some actual sneaking around in it. And they, like, get down and all this. And then if you get up and just murder, shoot at any soldiers before it's giving you its written permission to do so, it comes up your actions has resulted in the killings of your unit or some crap like that. And basically, it's come up like that because it's easier to come up with a load of text than to actually show them all getting killed.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll show you my actions for killing my unit. And just take everyone out.
So you can't kill people until it lets you on the campaign mode. So the campaign mode's rubbish as well. And it's too easy. It's that easy, even I can complete it on normal difficulty without particularly trying.
It goes to say, people sit there and say, oh, I've done it on top difficulty in 6 hours. Yeah? You look at Borderlands 2, yeah? It took me 35 hours to finish the game. And I still didn't do all the side quests.
And there's some side quests you need more than one player.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Call of Duty fanboy said, oh, I can take him out of him single-handedly. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, you just try.
like I say, to the people who play Call of Duty but are not fanboys, please, like I say, enjoy your game, but there is others out there.
Mm.
Yeah. Have a look around. There's some nice free-to-play ones on
Steam.
Yeah. On Steam. But I'd probably say look at Blacklight Retribution.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very nice little free-to-play one. Nothing too out of the ordinary, but it's a nice difference.
And there's that Arctic Combat as well. I haven't tried that neither, but I know that's the same sort of thing basically as well.
You know what? I reckon we should do it. I reckon we should do a cast on free to play shooters.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
yeah. And then chuck in an old school one.
Dibs on Team Fortress.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have to look into that one. That's definitely a plan for the future. Right. That's us done for episode number one. Woohoo!
Hey, hey.
Right. So let's go. Do we have any shout outs? Well, to be truthful and honest, why do we need to shout out at each other? Because it's kind of like patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
We don't need to do that.
Oh, God, Mr. McHughes.
Right. Well, I'll give a figure out. We'll give a shout out to our old buddies at the Retro Asylum. If you're dedicated to old school gaming, if you like it just old school, if you're not into this modern day, modern warfare and Castle Crashers thing, the Retro Asylum. Yep, that's why you listen to that one. Or you probably shut off after the first half of the podcast. So the Retro Asylum, they're dedicated to old school. Andy and company around there, go check them out. If you're like us, if you like all-style gaming as well, the Gamer Dads are actually a good little site. A lot of them are actually dads.
Yeah.
It kind of has a family orientation on the site as well. They're a good bunch of guys, Moobit and company. They have their own podcast as well. And they actually do run Call of Duty, Battlefield evenings, and various other events like that. So if you've got any of the top games, you'll probably find that they've got a game set up which you can join in. So that's always a good thing. Right, yeah. And anybody want to give any shout-outs to anything they've seen?
Oh, yeah, a couple of podcasts. A big shout out to the guys over at the Continue Cast. And also the On the Box as well.
Oh, those guys. They're both American podcasts, but they're good. They're good guys. They do a good show. Continue usually do old school games. Actually, they actually reviewed over Mark of the Ninja as well. I didn't listen to
that. Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah, they've also done ones like Retro City Rampage as well, I think. So, But they massively old school ones. So, I think the latest one they did was Legend of Zelda. I've still got to listen to both parts of that.
Yep. And the On the Rocks team, they enjoy listening, they're reviewing their games and having a good drink. Any YouTubers we want to call out to?
Yeah, Steve Bamway. I'm trying to think of others. There's loads, aren't they? There's absolutely loads.
There's loads. Jim Plays Games, Long Boys Place 1975.
Yep. Guru Barry as well.
Stuart Ashens.
Definitely Ashens as well.
What's the face over at the Classic Game Room as well?
I like they're brilliant.
Some good things there. There's all your shout outs.
Yeah. We've got to give a big shout out to Jenny as well.
What's his name? That guy, he used to be, he does the Spectrum reviews. I can't think what he's called himself now.
Harold Gonk?
Yes.
Harold Gonk, yes.
Oh, yes. Gonk. Yeah. Oh, I can forget about him.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Harold.
Scottish person on YouTube.
Harold is actually a member of our site as well.
Yep.
We're going to. Yep. We have a site where we'll be doing reviews, articles. The podcast will also be placed there. So that's www.rmifusion.com. Please come along, sign up and join in. We will be opening the site up soon. So if you're a person who's done reviews or wants to do reviews, we will gladly host you.
Yeah.
We're already open.
We want to open the door.
We open the door to all gamers' walk of life. You're all welcome.
Everyone is welcome here. We look at the point because we will go for Will and Andrew who are actually Asperger's syndrome.
Yep.
On this one, so we do firmly believe that everybody from all walks of life can do what they achieve to on that one, and they should not let anything stop it. And these two guys are living proof.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay then. Right. So that's the first episode done. What are we doing? What are we going to review next week or next fortnight?
I don't know.
I forgot.
We don't know yet. We'll be more
things like that, really. I suppose.
Yeah.
It's all good in the long run.
Oh, here we go. I've got the list up. Okay, next episode. we're going to be talking about, the main game we're going to talk about is Borderlands 2.
Yep.
Yeah, and the classic game we're going to look at is Rival Schools on the PlayStation.
Excellent. So yep. we've got the we've got it listed up and running. Yeah, so that's going to be good. Okay, right. I forgot to add somebody on the thanks list. For Nitroman as well. He was the one that created the startup to our videos, which we do. I do apologise. We only used half of it.
Yeah.
But we still give him credit.
Yeah.
And we'll try to create some YouTube page underneath as well. Apparently he plays on Steam as well.
Oh.
Might have to go hunt him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have to go hunt the guy out and thank him personally.
Yeah.
Okay, dokie then. Right. That's a goodbye from me.
Yeah, it's bye from me as well.
Yeah, and it's goodbye from me as well.
It's goodbye from me as well. All good in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. and we'll see you in a fortnight.
Okay. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Mark.
See?
Gonna do that again?
Yeah. No, just go from introducing yourself. Right, 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so right, here we go. Show starting in 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello, everyone. Ah, shit, I've got to start again.
And obviously, you got, what was I going to say?
He's forgotten.
No, my phone rang, just started ringing at the time, and I just got muted it. Yeah, you, shit, I have as well.